We're catching up now with Tom Bowen from Nutrien Livestock. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Tom. Good morning, listeners.
So, Tom, we wanted to have a little chat this morning on what's on the calendar because there's a lot of exciting things coming up in the livestock industry or just in the agricultural industry in general, but we're not too far away from the long wool day in Narrogin.
Exactly, Tom, and I think as the year is marching on, it's relevant just to bring to the attention of all our growers the events that are being hosted to promote the genetics that's being bred by our breeders out there.
Yeah, and the Long Wool Day in Narrogin's sort of one of the first ones to kick that all off. And it's always a great event, Tom, and I'm sure that you've been working with some of those breeders in recent times. And how have they been going?
They're looking forward to it. You know, that kicks off on Friday the 30th at the Narrogin Ram Shed. And I take it that there will be a good selection of sheep there on offer to view. And it just leads into the 3 weeks later starts out at the Merino Week. And that starts on the 17th of August in the Williams Cogenup area. And that's followed on the 18th and the 19th up in the Campbell up. And it culminates on the 19th and 20th with the Rabobank Sheep and Ram Sale that finishes out the Merino Week.
Yeah, so it's a big couple of weeks there for Merino breeders in particular. And then it doesn't really stop after that, Tom, because there's always other little sales and things going on. But, of course, we've got the field days after that.
That's correct. It goes on to Darren on the 25th and 26th, and also followed on to Newdigate on the 1st and 2nd of September. So I just urge any producers out there that want to have a look, get into the sheds and view the stock, talk to the breeders, and any of your nutrient agents will be around there to answer any of the questions.
Yeah, actually, that's probably a very good point to make there, Tom, is that there will be nutrient livestock agents at pretty much all of these events. So it'll be a good opportunity if you are having a chat with some of the breeders to discuss what the best options are for your property, then there's a good chance they can have a chat with their nutrient agent as well.
Yes, there'll be plenty of representatives there and come up and say hello and discuss any issues or any ideas you'd like to hash around.
Yeah, very good. And just generally speaking, Tom, is the feeling pretty good amongst most of the breeders? I know you said they're looking forward to these events, but in terms of how the season's going on their place and how the stock are looking, are they all fairly happy with that?
I would say so. Look, the rain's creating a few problems and a bit of moisture around, and you know, just got to watch the feet and the thing on the heavier sheep. But I think they're all fully aware how to compensate that and carry on. So, and look, and there's water in dams, Tom, and that takes a hell of a lot of pressure off everyone who's got livestock, and we'll sit back and see a very good spring, I hope.
Yeah, fingers crossed. All right, Tom, well, look, thank you for that update here this morning. We look forward to catching up with yourself and some of the other agents out and about at some of these field days.
Very good. Thank you, Tom.